Al Jazeera Podcasts.
University protests against Israel's war on Gaza are continuing to gather steam in the US. Students at campuses from the east to the west coast are vowing to stay in encampments until their demands are met. Those include their academic institutions cutting ties with Israel and an end to US military aid. Earlier, at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, pupils replaced the American flag with a Palestinian one on top of a building. Police moved in to clear the encampment and can be seen using pepper spray to disperse students. At Columbia University in New York, students occupying a historic hall have barricaded themselves inside the building. This is after the university's management said it's begun suspending students refusing to meet a deadline to abandon their encampment. A renewed diplomatic push is underway to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says it's willing to move forward at talks in Cairo, but Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to attack Rafah in southern Gaza, whether there's a ceasefire or not. Netanyahu's comments come as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Israel to hold a series of talks. It follows his visits to Saudi Arabia and Jordan. The White House has issued a statement saying the new hostage deal is a good one and it's urged Hamas to accept it. Prosecutors from the International Criminal Court have spoken to medical staff from two hospitals in the Gaza Strip. That's after the discovery of mass graves on the grounds of the facilities. Hundreds of bodies were recovered from three mass graves on the grounds of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis in April. And the remains of dozens more people were exhumed at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City after an Israeli siege of the facility. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says an independent investigation is vital to uncovering the truth about the mass graves. For a third day, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets of Georgia's capital to protest the government's so-called foreign influence law. The legislation would require organizations receiving funds from abroad to register as foreign agents. Opponents say it could be used to crack down on groups critical of the government and damage Georgia's ambitions of joining the European Union. It's led to weeks of demonstrations.
Coming up on The Take, we speak to Maryam Saeed, Columbia University graduate and wife of the late literary critic Edward Said, on the protests happening now. That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.